get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm gonna fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make the judgment of who was gonna be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, June 19th goes to a young man named Benji Boy Stacks. Now, Benji Boy is 31 years old, and his real name is Angel Ortiz Diamond. He is from L.A., and he's been charged with one felony count of pimping, and one felony count of pandering. I don't even know what the hell that is. I thought that's what politicians do when they come on the Breakfast Club. He has entered a not guilty plea and is being held without bail. Now, it's hard for people, especially rappers, to plead not guilty when they tend to tell on themselves in their records, when they tend to tell on themselves in Instagram videos, when they tend to tell on themselves in music videos on YouTube. If you claim to be so real and claim to be about that life you rap about, it's hard to backtrack on that when you do indeed get caught up in a real life situation. You know, I'm on record, and I really do feel bad about this. I'm on record years ago when I didn't know no better. I'm on record for saying I love when rappers actually live what they rap about. That was also when I used to drink heavily and I, you know, used to cheat on my wife and clearly didn't value my life or the lives of others like I currently do. See, what I want people to do is make a decision, okay? Make a choice, all right? The choices I want you to make in life are positive ones, all right? Submit your will to the God in you. When you do that, you won't participate in things like drug selling, drug use, robberies, murder, or human trafficking. Now, it's hard to enter a not guilty plea when the content of your music sounds like this.
In the club, got some gold bottles. When we leave, bet them hoes follow. I ain't wiping no hoes. Cold bucks, make your bitch hoe up. Make your sleep hoe up.
If you are being accused of being a pimp, you probably don't want to talk about using your money to turn women into hoes, because it can be used against you in a court of law, and that's exactly what's happening to Benji Boy Stacks. Let's go to CBS 2 LA for the report, please.
He's known on YouTube as rapper Benji Boy Stacks. But to police, he's 31-year-old Angel Ortiz Diamond. The LA man is behind bars in Orange County after being arrested for pimping and pandering.
His MO was to go to 18 and over clubs, meet these young women at the clubs, bring them into his entourage, so to speak, ultimately gain their trust, and then start pimping them.
According to detectives, Diamond, aka Benji Boy Stacks, glorifies the pimping subculture in his songs and videos. Now, Angel Ortiz Diamond has pleaded not guilty, and despite him flashing all of those $100 bills in his videos, police say he has not yet bailed out of jail.
I don't know if he's bailed out yet, but why the news reporters did shorty like that? Right? You telling me the money that rappers be having in music videos is probably not their own? No. You mean to tell me all the bottles, all the cars are really not his? No. No. I mean, if they really was his, he would have the money to get bailed out, right? Oh, my God. He doesn't, so that means that everything in his videos is fake? You don't say. Listen, man, friends don't let friends go to jail over trash-ass records, and friends don't let friends go to jail over fake-ass lifestyles. I feel like this is our fault. I feel like we were a generation who put too much emphasis on being real, but we equated being real with being criminal. So being that we conflated the two and equated real with being criminal, you had a whole generation of people who did criminal stuff and tried to rap about it because they thought they were being real. Okay, also, we didn't tell people enough that most of these rappers be fronting and lying. We should have stressed that to the kids. These rappers be fronting and lying. I thought we did, but maybe they weren't listening. If rappers in the 90s and early 2000s did 25% of what they rapped about in real life, then 90% of the rappers from the 90s and early 2000s would be dead or in jail. That's what happens when you commit crimes. Benji Boy Stacks, I am so sorry you didn't get the memo that rappers be lying. All right? Please give Benji Boy Stacks, a.k.a. Angel Ortiz Diamond, the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.